This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're not on the largest, most reliable network, that's Verizon. America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, I'd like you to listen up. If you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement, listen up. Maybe you left Verizon and now you realize the other guy's network just does not live up to the hype. Well, listen up, because I have, for you, a great deal. Whatever the reason, right now, you can come home to Verizon and T-Mobile. Come home to Verizon and T-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. You heard me right. Up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at T-Mobile. Just call or visit a T-Mobile location. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Williston, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Botno, Devil's Lake, in Minnesota, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, or Bemidji, too. You can find one near you at T-Mobile.com. That's T-Mobile.com. I'll give you all the details and get that check in your hand. Get you home to Verizon. Connect to communicate at T-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. More of What's on Your Mind, your guest host for me today, Gary Amenath. Call him on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550.
Welcome back to the show. Gary Amenath filling in for Scott Henin. Big shoes to fill. Scott is away for a few days, getting tuned up, as Mr. Todd Mitchell said, so...
Well, we have Congressman Kramer on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's amateur hour on the radio today? Is that what
it is? It is amateur hour on the radio. You got it there, Congressman.
Good. So you and me together, that you would think that would make
it. Well, you're on.
For somewhat professional, the reality is it only deteriorates. but we'll get by. The good news about this show, guys, is the callers set the agenda, so we don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's always good to prepare for a show when you got a guest like yourself who helps fill in and gets a lot of calls, and people like to weigh in what you have to. You're a good listener. You've been out kind of setting a record. You've set the tone nationally, actually, as a congressman, out having coffees with Kramer and traveling the state and being accessible. I hats off to you, Congressman. I just don't know if there's been anybody who's ever been as accessible as you. I mean, Byron Dorgan did a lot of town halls, but they're fairly scripted, and I think later on in his career. But Congressman Kramer, you've been pretty outstanding doing that, so we appreciate making yourself so accessible as you are once again this week. So
it's purely selfish, because what it does is this makes my job easier when I know what's on the minds of North Dakotans. And what I find so amazing, Gary, is that you know, there are a lot of really good ideas out there on the farm, at the oil patches, in the retailers' stores, at the military bases, and throughout visiting with workers. It's amazing what you can learn if you make yourself available. So I'd like to think it's really noble, and it's cool when people think it is, but the reality is it's just really selfish on my part. It just helps me do my job better.
Well, I've been to, you know, maybe half a dozen over the years of your coffee with Kramer, and what I appreciate is they're not all your fans that you invite and hand-select in. I mean, I've been there where people have come out with you with the bazooka, and you're pretty gracious. I give it my hat's off to you, and I think that's why the voters have been very happy about keeping reelecting you. So question for you starting out the show. I'd like to get your perspective on the presidential race yesterday, where we have a big historic day with Hillary having a woman. Now, she hasn't gotten the endorsement. I mean, she's a presumptive nominee, but obviously they still got to get her through the convention, and I suspect that'll happen. But what's your take on yesterday's primary results?
Well, it's interesting. I think it, because of the contentiousness of both parties' primaries, and, of course, who would have ever believed that Donald Trump is going to wrap up the Republican primary and nomination long before Hillary Clinton did, when he had 16 opponents and she basically had one. But that said, the contentiousness of it all, and I think somewhat, Gary, the familiarity that we have with Hillary Clinton, in many respects, the historical nature of her being the first woman at the top of a ticket was largely lost. And I found myself last night watching her on the news and on the news shows and being reminded of the historical nature. Now, I'm not much for identity politics, but that said, I don't think we should also I don't think we should ignore this historical moment for our country either. I think it's quite significant. Now, that said, you still have to stand up on your own principles, your own philosophy, your own accomplishments, your own ideas, and it's not simply about your gender or any other identity that you might carry. But that said, I think it's worth celebrating.
Well, and, when you look at the presidential race, I was first delegate to come out for the national convention supporting Trump. You were actually out ahead of me supporting Trump and, done a lot with that. But I got an email this morning, which I don't know if it went to 5 billion people or just delegates. But in my inbox, it was from Donald Trump and talking about we'll make America great again, and that he's thanked everybody for winning 37 states in a historic day. But what I thought was interesting, his line was, I'm going to be the best jobs president God has ever created. And does that sound like vintage Trump or what?
I hadn't seen it or heard that one, but that's a good line. Well, I appreciate that he's acknowledging that God created him. That's encouraging. And as far as his bold claim, I actually think that's what's gotten him where he is. There are a couple of issues. One, certainly his commitment to building a wall or securing our border resonated with a lot of the base Republican voters. But it is the fact that he knows how and is committed to creating jobs that has resonated with the Democratic voters that are feeling disenfranchised, traditional, sort of the union workers, a lot of the blue collar, middle class American workers. That he has attracted a whole bunch of people to the Republican Party, at least for this election cycle, largely over this issue of jobs creation and his commitment to it. And he's certainly has an understanding of it. And I think that's part of what a lot of the pundits are missing. It's part of the confusion a lot of people have about Donald Trump is that, I posted a statement yesterday, in fact, on my Facebook page that a lot of people have taken some issue with them when I referred to the energizing of the middle class working Americans in our party. And, people have said, well, I guess my point was that I've never seen the Republican Party this energized since Ronald Reagan. And while the party's energized at a certain level, granted, there's some there's a little bit of anxiety at another level, but it's the higher levels where the anxiety lies. It's among the grassroots where the energy is, and I think we have to acknowledge that.
Well, in the letter that Donald Trump sent out, he made the point that he's gotten more votes than any Republican president during this process in history, and you consider the fact that he started out with 16, 17 opponents. That is what's quite remarkable. And what I think is kind of interesting, you had the Tea Party, which was a massive movement of the people, and here you have one person, which I think is a lot of disenfranchised Tea Party people frustrated with the system, who've probably gotten behind a single person, which is what, a lot of people tried to hijack the Tea Party or some of the people that were frustrated with the system, if you will. And I will have to say, I don't know if you saw Mr. Trump last night, but he reached out to the Sanders people and said, welcome, join us. And I thought that was interesting. He almost made a bigger play for it than Hillary.
I agree, Gary, and I think there is real strength there. It is part of what creates some anxiety for more establishment, traditional, shall we call them, Chamber of Commerce Republicans. And yet, what's been fun, I've put myself more in that free market, the free trade category, and I think Donald Trump's there as well. But our traditions in the last couple of decades have been geared more toward that, they call it neocon, global perspective, whereas he brings a different free market perspective, and that is one that is America first. And again, it challenges a lot of us as Republican leaders, at least challenges our thinking. But I have found myself, as I listen and as I observe, thinking, you know what, he's got a pretty good point there. He's got a pretty good point here, and I find myself shifting a little bit, and I think that's the richness of of Donald Trump. He'll say something one day that you just think is the most absurd, confounding thing in the world. And then as you mull it over, you start putting it in various contexts, and you go, you know what? Why shouldn't we look out for America first for once? Whether it's the American worker, or you know, the factory worker, or the farmer, or the oil man, or you know, whatever the case might be. You know, he's challenged the status quo, and I think that's been great for us.
Well, I do think, like, when he made the comment about NATO, saying, hey, I'm about done funding NATO 100% and doing all the defense over there. And at first of all, I kind of go, whoa, wait a minute here. You know, but in the end, you kind of go, you know, he's right, and we can't keep funding everything, you know. And so that's always the challenge that you have, is that first reaction to when you hear something kind of out there. And that whole political correctness that he's addressed, and that's what attracted me to him, is that he was willing to take on that political correctness. And I know we tend to both be on the same side of that. So, Congressman, when we come back, I want to talk to you. I got a first question someone texted in. I want you to be prepared to answer. Do you think the Republicans will retain control of the House and the U.S. Senate? And then when you come back, I also want to talk about the FBI director's visit to North Dakota. So stay with us. And Congressman Kramer, Gary Emanuel.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoos, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If I started counting everybody in this audience right now, it would take you a lot more than the hour we have left in the program. And you know what? We really appreciate that. Thank you for making us numero uno. We are the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we appreciate that very much. We also appreciate when those listeners
call us up and contribute to the program. So you can do that, too, this hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. That's the number, 800-228-0550. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has his smartphone device in his hand. There you go. Show it off, Todd. And you can text him at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. If you prefer to email, that's okay, too. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get those as well. So lots of ways to communicate and chat with us here on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Let me turn it over to my guest host for today, Gary Ameth. Gary is a serial entrepreneur. He's a former chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota and has been a guest host previously on this program. We appreciate that very much. Gary, take it away.
Welcome back to the show. Scott has really got telepathy. I saw him talking about that phone, and here Todd, the God Mitchell, was holding it and looking at it.
I was holding it right up to the microphone so everybody could see it.
I know. We need to do this. We need to do this video. So, Congressman Cramer with us today. He's out in Washington, D.C. We appreciate him joining the show, as always, on Wednesday. He does his town hall. We had a text from your congressman to ask the question, do you think the Republicans will retain control of the U.S. House and Senate? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I do. I believe we'll retain control of the House for sure. The Senate is much more tentative because, of course, most of the senators up for re-election this year are Republicans, so that the math sort of works against us in that regard. But so much of this is national in orientation, especially probably Senate races. They tend to be more national in scope. By that, I mean national issues sort of drive them. The presidential campaign tends to drive them. So if Republicans do very well in the presidential election, we will retain our Senate majority. In fact, interestingly, what Donald Trump brings is a mix-up in a lot of ways to the math you and I are very familiar with, and that's the MAP math. As you look at the swing states, Democrats basically start with 243 electoral votes. Republicans start with something like 116 electoral votes that are sort of in the safe category, so we always start off way behind. But then you throw in Florida and Ohio and even those traditional swing states. He brings other states into play, places like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, they're sort of blue-collar, middle-class America states that Republicans haven't done well in the last couple of decades. So a lot will depend on how the presidential race goes in some of those states. With regard to House races, however, and a lot of this is driven by turnout, Republicans in the recent decades have done very well in non-presidential years, have done less well in presidential years. Again, that's, I think, largely driven by turnout. But still, by and large, House races are becoming more and more localized and not to. I mean, that's the whole point of the House. We're the people's House. We all have about 700,000 constituents. We're supposed to stay connected to them on a regular basis, and they should know us and what we do and how we do it very well. And if they don't, it's our fault. And if we're doing it wrong, they hold us accountable, which is why the House has so much turnover. You know, about 70% of the House Republicans, and we've been in control now for 5 years, about 70% have been here for 5 years or less. So it's, there's a lot of turnover in the House, and that's by design. So I think we'll retain the House, and hopefully we can retain the Senate, but a lot will depend on what happens at the top of the ticket.
Congressman, we have a caller from Kenmare. Lewis is calling in and wanting to talk a little bit about Planned Parenthood. Lewis, ask your question to the congressman, sir.
Well, it's more of a comment, but Planned Parenthood is documented that they do a lot of political contribution, primarily to the Democrat Party. Basically, federally funded slush funds for Democrats.
Right.
When they're doing the budget on that, why can you not total up what they did for the last year, the last 2 years, and average it? And pull that out of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, there is no funding in the budget for Planned Parenthood, and I know there's a lot of confusion around that. There is no Planned Parenthood budget line item. Now, certain Planned Parenthood clinics provide services that are reimbursable through Medicaid, which is, of course, the federal program that's run by states for low income women.
Okay.
of course, none of that money is allowed to be spent on or used for abortion procedures. But that said, realizing that money's fungible and whatnot, it's sometimes hard to separate some of that stuff. It's easy to separate it in law and in policy. It's harder sometimes to verify it in reality. So there's really not nearly as much federal money that goes into Planned Parenthood as some people might think. One thing we don't want to do, of course, is deny federal funding or deny Medicaid funding for women who have legitimate health care needs and don't have another place to go. And that is the case in many parts of the country. Now, in North Dakota, we don't have a Planned Parenthood clinic. So none of our Medicaid money in North Dakota goes to a Planned Parenthood clinic or goes to any of the services they provide. I have, however, been a co-sponsor of, and we have in the House passed legislation that takes the Medicaid money and makes it provides it, makes it available to several other federally qualified health centers, which North Dakota has many of, by the way, several dozen health care centers that now that can be eligible for these funds that weren't previously. And that covers a much greater part of the, not so much the population, but certainly the map, because Planned Parenthood tends to be in urban centers, not rural areas. Imagine that. So we really make it, we make these funds available to many more women who are underserved and and probably in poorer areas of the country. But it's not quite as simple as just pulling their funding. We have no funding in budgets anymore specifically for Planned Parenthood. All they're down to now is this sort of Medicaid, specifically for services that qualify for Medicaid.
Lewis, we got one more minute. Do you have another comment?
Well, I also have a deportation thing for Trump, since there's two people there that might have his ear. Set up a computer program. They leave the country on their own. They take a number. You've got 6 months to save up money. We'll start deportation on July 1st. The end of the year, if you've not signed up and left the country, you're found in the country, you're banned permanently, and any assets will be civil forfeiture. To help pay for your deportation. Meanwhile, start cutting back on the welfare, because there's going to be jobs. There's going to be people that can work. You can kill two birds with one stone.
Congressman, thought on that? You got about 30 seconds.
I'm happy to pass that on. I think he touches on something that's really important, and that's on the jobs side. You know, if you start choking off the incentives for people to not work, and Americans start taking more jobs, create more jobs and opportunities for Americans. This also requires, by the way, a little bit of discipline on the job, on the employers as well as the employees. That's one of the parts of Republican reform that doesn't get talked about a lot, but that is making sure that employers are hiring legal people to do the work. You realize that just last week we had one of the worst jobs reports, well, certainly the worst in many years, where only 38,000 new jobs were created in the month of May. We have the lowest workforce participation rate.
Congressman, we're going to pick that up when we come off the break. Stay with us. Congressman Kramer and Gary Emanet.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how being trained in first aid and CPR could mean the difference between life and death.
It's not something to be afraid of, and I think that's what too many people are concerned about, is that, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that, and something happens to somebody, I'm just going to let a paramedic or somebody else take care of that, and this person will be fine. And, you know, what you have to understand is any day, anything can happen. And the thing I think is so interesting is that there's a time lag between even the fastest paramedics, and we've got some phenomenal fast paramedics here in Bismarck, but no matter how quick it is, it's not as fast as immediate. And if you're on the scene immediately, you can do something if you know first aid and CPR. And I think that's the thing to understand is, you know, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes, you are right there on the scene and understanding what the emergency is and how to respond. You can save somebody's life.
To learn more about becoming trained in first aid and CPR, go to NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm looking at a beautiful Ford F-150 Platinum. This thing is really nice. It is only got 28,000 miles on it, okay? 2014 Ford F-150 Lariat. It's loaded up, white exterior, black interior. It's got the crew cab, okay? So, and it only has 28,000 miles, $39,995 at S&S Motors in Watford City. Right now, if you go to S&S Motors, Inc., Watford City, I can tell you more about that. If you would like them to find you a vehicle, name your make and model, name the mileage range, the features you're looking for, they'll do that. They're a vehicle buying service. They do it for a lot of folks. High quality, nearly new vehicles. They find them for you. Been doing this since 1946 in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 and tell them Scott sent ya. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. And on this Wednesday edition of the program for yours truly, Mr. Gary Emmett. Gary?
Gary's here, Todd Mitchell here, and fresh off the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Congressman Kramer, how can you say that the Republicans have been in control of the Senate for 5 years? Planned Parenthood is still being funded. The Iran deal went through. Obamacare hasn't been repealed. On and on with that kind of stuff. Obama wasn't impeached. I don't call that control.
Well, Congressman, there you have it. What do you say to that call?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, he was in error right up front when he said that I said the Republicans have been in control of the Senate for 5 years. We've had a majority in the House for just over three in the Senate. So the problem, of course, with some of the things he said was the first 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, he had 60 Democratic United States senators. That's how we got Obamacare, with the 60-vote threshold, and had a majority in the House, which is largely what created the majority for the Republicans, was Obamacare. Since then, a couple of things he said, and he's exactly right, and maybe control isn't the right word. We control our own chamber. The repeal of Obamacare, we have done that multiple times. But it never either gets past the Senate, or the one time when it did last year, when we did it on reconciliation, that's an inside baseball thing, but it allowed us to repeal most of Obamacare, both in the House and the Senate, using budget reconciliation process, and getting by with 51 votes versus 60 in the Senate. Of course, we sent it to the president, and he vetoed it. With regard to Planned Parenthood, as I said earlier, we don't fund Planned Parenthood. There is no funding for Planned Parenthood in the federal budget. As I said, some states, through the Medicaid program, reimburse Planned Parenthood services that are not abortion-related. But and so I understand the frustration. administration, we all feel it. And with regard to control, there are 246 Republican members of the House of Representatives, and even we don't agree on a lot of things, and we tend to be leaders and not followers, and so consequently getting 217 of our closest friends to agree with us on anything to just to get a majority does become a challenge among independent people. The Republicans are more independent, there's no question. But all of the things that the caller referenced, we actually have done. The hang-up has not been in the House or the Senate. It's been largely at the presidential level. He can veto things that require two-thirds majority to override. That's why presidential elections have consequences. And, you know, that's as unfortunate as it is and as frustrating as it is, it's very frustrating when you're sitting in my seat and realizing that even worse than that is the use of the executive branch through outlandish overreach through executive orders, and even worse than that is, of course, the rulemaking at the various agencies. He is on a pace that is so outpaces any of his predecessors and rules in his last year. And I have a little video that I put on my Facebook page, my campaign Facebook page. People ought to go and look at regarding coal regulations. I have a 23-foot sheet of paper with three columns of just the listing of regulations against the coal industry just since Barack Obama has become president.
23 pages of three columns. Unbelievable.
23 feet. It's one sheet of paper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you want to see it, go on my Facebook page. It's a post. I think I posted it yesterday. You click on the picture of Barack Obama in front of a pile of coal, and you'll see the video.
And what is that Facebook page called? Is it your...
Yeah, I've got three of them, so I suppose I can remember. But if you go to Facebook and go to Kevin Cramer or at Kevin Cramer, and you'll find it, I'm sure.
Okay, Congressman, I want to shift gears a little bit to
Kevin Cramer.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. Okay, yep. We have a primary in North Dakota next Tuesday.
That's what I hear.
Obviously, no one's going to be voting for president. We won't get lost on that today. We talked about that in the first segment, but
yeah, right.
We do have a very contested governor's race, and I saw former Governor Ed Schaefer came out and endorsed Doug Burgum. It's been a very contentious race, and I see that we had a text earlier from a gentleman who made a comment that advertising from a Republican chairman saying to remember to vote for our endorsed candidate for governor. What's wrong with having two good choices? So, do you want to comment on that quote, and as well as what your thoughts are on the endorsement of Governor Ed, former Governor?
Yeah, I didn't hear the quote necessarily, but make no mistake. Well, I fully support the primary process. I always have. Even when I was chairman, I encouraged the primary process. And of course, as you know, I went through the primary process and didn't even seek the party's endorsement my first go around. I fully support it. I think it's the way to go. We are going to have the best Republican turnout of a primary ever next week. I have no doubt about that. And that's good for the party. This is a business of addition, not division or subtraction. That said, races are contentious by nature. And if you're going to get into one of these races, you got to pull up your big boy pants and get after it. Don't whine about what your opponent's doing. Just defend yourself and make your case both about your qualifications and your opponent's. And so for me, as much as anything, when I've watched the governor's race in North Dakota, I've been more disappointed and people who are disappointed, and then people who are saying, "Yeah, this is rigorous, this is vigorous, this is democracy. Let's get after it. Let's get involved, back our person, and go all in." So when Governor Schaefer endorsed, I wasn't overly shocked. Now, Ed, I know Ed obviously very well as chairman of the party when he changed North Dakota, when Democrats controlled everything, every member of the congressional delegation, they even had a majority in the state Senate, which seems impossible to think of today. They had every office in the Capitol except for a couple of public service commissioners and auditor, and along came Ed Schaefer with a message very similar to what Doug Burgum has. And so when I see that that campaign and I see that Ed endorsed Doug, I wasn't overly surprised by it. Even though Ed tends to stay out of these things, I can see why he chose to support Doug. The business aspect, the diversification of the economy, getting out of the rut, you know, just sort of mixing things up, bringing a fresh approach to government. I can understand fully why Ed did that. That said, we are so blessed to have two quality men running with, by the way, very different backgrounds. I think that's the exciting thing for Republicans in North Dakota is you get to choose between two good people. Well, really three when you consider Paul Sorum as well, but let's be honest, two of them are competitive. And you have a seasoned veteran in Wayne Stengem who understands the process of legislating as well as regulating, and you have the fresh approach of a very successful, patriotic North Dakota businessman in Doug Burgum. And so we're fortunate to have all the action, if you will, in our party and not in the other one. I think, you know, the other thing from Ed's perspective, I'm sure, I don't know, I haven't talked to him about it, but, you know, they're the two campaigns are different. I don't think there's any question about it. Just as different as the two men are. You've seen in Doug a very fresh campaign, a very dynamic campaign, a very high quality campaign, and granted a much more expensive campaign. Sometimes some of those things go together. And in Wayne, you've seen a much more traditional sort of, standard campaign that's, probably doesn't have all the pizzazz. And I think when you look at those two things, you're really looking at the two men, and you're really looking at the way the two men would approach governing. And I think it's it provides a nice, clear choice for people. The thing that's interesting for me, Gary, and I just sort of think out loud through some of this stuff with you, but as I was thinking about this the other day, the fact that Wayne is in the middle of his term as Attorney General. He's been an outstanding Attorney General for our state. He's fought Washington appropriately when it needed it, and he's fought crime. He's done a lot of good things. And the fact that he's in the middle of his term and will remain Attorney General should he not win is an interesting factor in all of this, I think, for a lot of people as they consider, who do they want. So the good news is you can't lose, and but I do think Ed's endorsement is a bit of a, like I said, it didn't shock me, but I think it is a little bit of a game changer. I think it provides a lot of validation for people who are struggling with what to do.
Well, I do think that, when you go down this primary process and it's open for anybody to be involved in the process, it expands it. Because I looked at the numbers before I did the show this morning. Typically about 100,000 people vote in a primary. Non-presidential record 2012 was 175,000 got vote by mail counties where about 40,000 people have already voted in early voting, and you just see the excitement on it. Where last night you saw the Democrat and the presidential caucus, 400 people show up to vote. There's just no energy there. So this really is where the energy's at, and Democrats just got to get more competitive at the end of the day, because everybody's saying whoever wins the primary, Republican, is now going to be the actual governor in North Dakota.
That's why you're seeing so much effort in the primary, understandably so. And you're right on point. 2012 was when I ran in the primary against the endorsed candidate of the parties, and that generates more interest. There's just no question about that. And we need to embrace that as a party a little more, in my view. And I suspect that after this year, we maybe will do that. I don't know. But I applaud both candidates, both campaigns. I'm glad to see a competitive race in the primary. I think it's good for our party. I think it's good for our state and country.
Well, I've said that this is a year like no other since, if oil was $100 and you didn't have the Donald Trump phenomenon in the Republican Party, it'd be a whole different campaign. I'm not sure Doug would even be running because it would have been a very difficult way to change it, everything like this. So there's just kind of a lot of unrest. And I have said all along, I think people have underestimated the unrest in North Dakota. People just think it's national, but I think it's in North Dakota as well.
Oh, Gary, I can tell you through this show and other shows that I do every week and my Coffees with Kramer, I've said from the very beginning there is an underestimation of the unrest in North Dakota, the anxiety that surrounds what's happening. And not that we're not used to commodity swings, but when you're talking about, $1 billion-plus shortfall in revenue shortfall compared to what they were expecting, that creates anxiety in a state that has a lot of government per capita, and most small states do. It's just
Congressman,
reality.
We're going to go to the break. When we come back, we have one more segment with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Please stay with us.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, answering your questions and comments today on any and all issues with the guest host Gary Eminent, and for yours truly, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's 800-228-0550. It's the last chance to ask those questions now. 800-228-0550 or text Todd the Radio God Mitchell, 701-226-8503. Back to Gary, Kevin, and more of What's on Your Mind.
Welcome back to the show. Gary, I'm going to fill in for Scott Hedden. Down to the last 5 minutes. Mike Todd and Congressman, this hour goes fast, doesn't it, when you get calls?
It certainly does.
We got a couple quick calls here before this 5 minutes. We have BJ from Bismarck. BJ, go ahead with your question for the Congressman.
the bathroom use. I mean, it is so ridiculous, and it really irritates me that it's even become an issue, and that I want to know why our leaders do not even, why do they allow it to even become this big of a thing? We're confusing our kids. We're intimidating and scaring our kids, you know, if they have to use the bathroom. Where's the right and wrong in this world? You know, I just get so upset when I even think that our president and whoever else is in the office is there aren't even stopping that before it even gets to where it is. And I'm going to hang up now, and you can just answer that.
Yeah, it took me a little while to catch up to BJ there because I didn't hear the first part. I couldn't hear the first part, but I gather she's talking about the letter, the memo from the president to the school districts of the United States, including North Dakota, threatening them. Yeah, threatening to withhold federal funding for education if they don't allow boys and girls to go to the same bathroom, basically. This transgender thing. You used an important word, and this is the word I've used the most often when talking about this at every level, and that is we are confusing our young people. At a time when they're seeking clarity, we're adding to their chaos and confusion. And Johns Hopkins University, as I think we all know, is a very probably one of the most credible medical schools in the country and hospitals in the country. They have done studies that have shown that the vast majority, and when I say the vast, I mean in the 80s to upper 90% of children who have sexual identity confusion as children. Remember, we're talking about children here. Gain clarity throughout and after puberty if we just work with them and rather than try to encourage their confusion. But make no mistake, your question about leadership and specifically the president on this issue is intended to confuse. This is called identity politics. It's called driving wedges. It's called creating division among people so that they can then divide and conquer. And I'm sorry to be so blunt. It's just the reality, and we ought to be doing things to lift people up, especially children, to encourage them in who they are, not in who they feel like being on any given day. And I know it's politically incorrect, and I know it's gonna sound intolerant, and so be it. If anybody thinks that America is better off today than we were when this stuff was clear, they haven't been paying attention to history. So I'm with you on it. I speak out on it. I know that it makes some people uncomfortable. And frankly, you don't hear a lot of leaders given much clarity to it. And I agree with you. It's confusing. And by the way, the president does not have the legal authority to do what he's done. So I've been thinking about writing a letter to all of the school districts in North Dakota to remind them that they do not need to worry one lick about this instruction or memo from the president of the United States. He does not have the authority to withhold their funds, but Congress does.
You should write that letter. Somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to do something because it's ridiculous.
I agree.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
BJ, thank you for the call.
Yep.
Congressman, as we wrap up the last couple minutes here, anything you want to say to the listeners as we got a primary next week, and I'm actually going to be in Washington next week, and I'm going to stop by and see you for the first time.
Well, first of all, let me say to you, if you're going to be in Washington next week during the primary, don't forget to get your absentee ballot or get down to the courthouse and vote. And I would say that to everybody who wants to weigh in on the primary, that's the beauty of the primary process is that, you know, those of you who maybe haven't found a place in the political party or haven't felt as welcome as maybe you should or, you know, you're too busy, this is your opportunity to weigh in on who the Republicans would nominate for governor in North Dakota. And I would encourage you to take advantage of that and participate next Tuesday because freedom came at a very high price, and we ought at the very least exercise it by exercising our right to vote.
Congressman, thanks for the encouragement. I believe my son, who's actually doing some intern work out there, got his application in. I noticed his email came and his ballot came to our house and forwarded on, and he took care of that. So we encourage all of you to participate. I know a lot of the counties out there do vote by mail, and but you can always go to your courthouse right now and walk in and vote between now and June 14th. So, Congressman, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know there's a lot going on. And making yourself available to all listeners is terrific. Thank you.
Well, my time belongs to the people of North Dakota, so I'm happy to do it.
Well, thank you, Congressman. We'll see you next week as I stop by and say hello and visit with you. So thank you for joining us.
I'll take you on a good night tour of the Capitol. It's a great time to see it all.
I'll do it. I'll take you up on that.
All right.
right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mr. Todd Mitchell, well, we finished up this two-hour segment. It went pretty quick. I had way more notes and things to talk about than I got to, but we appreciate all the callers calling in today.
That's kind of how it works, though.
It does, doesn't it?
And yet, if you don't bring all that in, then all of a sudden you feel like you're naked or something like that. So,
Mr. Hannon, back tomorrow?
Yes.
So,
and of course, Friday, the last gubernatorial Republican candidate debate. Friday here on What's in Your Mind.
Are they going to be in studio?
Burgum, Stengem, right here. Well, that's your last chance before the June 14th primary.
Taking calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Put them through the paces on What's in Your Mind. That's coming up Friday here.
Thanks for listening, Gary. I'm going to sign it off.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that could happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. They're innovative products. Their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.